This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a suicide attack last week that killed an American soldier in Afghanistan, for which Taliban leaders claimed responsibility, the president cancels what were to be secret talks with Taliban leaders at Camp David yesterday. Republican U.S. Senator of Wyoming John Barrasso says he made the right call.
He showed a lot of backbone. He has the right instincts and the right judgment on canceling the talks with the Taliban. They practice terror while they claim to be negotiating.
Still, President Trump is also getting a lot of criticism from lawmakers, including many Republicans, about having planned to hold the talks at Camp David. Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming tweeting that Camp David is where American leaders gathered to plan the response to al-Qaeda, which was supported by the Taliban after 9/11, and no Taliban leaders should ever be allowed there. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Pennsylvania couple is facing charges for allegedly going on a spending spree after a bank mistake left six figures in their account. A teller at BB&T accidentally put $120,000 in Robert and Tiffany Williams' bank account back in May. Rather than notify the bank about the mistake, police say the couple spent most of the money in just a matter of weeks. A key Republican U.S. senator wants President Trump to show his cards when it comes to what he'd approve when it comes to gun reform. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri saying,
"We're not going to vote on bills on the Senate floor that the president's not willing to sign. The president needs to step up here and set some guidelines for what he would do."
Blunt was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will only call bills to the floor for a vote that he knows the president will sign. Remember to find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Here's the top movies at the box office over the weekend. Coming in number one, It, Chapter 2, at $91 million. Angel Has Fallen drops down to number two with $6 million. The Good Boys is at number three with $5.4 million. Disney's remake of The Lion King is at number four with $4 million. Number five, The Overcomer at $3.8 million. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at number 6 with $3.7 million. The Peanut Butter Falcon is at number 7 with $2.3 million. Tying It, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, coming in at number 8, $2.3 million. At number 9, Ready or Not, bringing in $2.2 million. And Dora and the Lost City of Gold at number 10 with $2.1 million. A former Republican governor of South Carolina is entering the race for the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Mark Sanford making his announcement on Fox News Sunday, saying he will challenge President Trump for the Republican nomination. He's the third Republican to throw his hat in the ring, joining former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld and former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. Sanford says he decided to run because, quote, we need to have a conversation on what it means to be Republican, saying, as a Republican Party, we have lost our way. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you, America. Good to have you with us as we continue on. Excuse me, and realizing, Dennis, what happens when all of a sudden something goes down your throat in the wrong direction so fast. Okay, thank you for putting up with me. Casey Pipes is joining us now. Good to have him back to talk about after the fall, the remarkable comeback of Richard Nixon, so much of what he has written about in his book, drawing some parallels, whether you like it or not, with Watergate and what the Democratic Party is trying to do to one Donald Trump. Casey, good to have you back with us. How you doing?
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, the last time we talked, we were able to remember, you know, the former president, that though he left in disgrace, when he passed away, there was, you know, some dignity that came back to him, and his gifts and talents targeted towards serving the country. I mean, there was something as complex as Richard Nixon was, there was something about his heart for service that, you know, just drew him, even though, you know, he was set on the sidelines. He could not help but be and do what he was purposed to do, and that was to serve our country.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it had to do with his presidency being unfinished. He had been on the verge of a number of foreign policy initiatives that he had started and was on the verge of sort of, I think in his mind, real breakthroughs in the Cold War. He certainly had done the opening the China initiative. And so there were a number of things that he felt were still remaining to be done. And even in his post-presidency, he was able to affect those policies with his advice and counsel to three presidents.
Exactly.
So that's really pretty a remarkable story considering how disgraced he was in August of 74, and he really rehabilitates himself and becomes a beloved elder statesman by his death in 1994.
Right. You know, Casey, last night there was an interview on Fox with Neil Gorsuch, and he referred to his mother who had served our country as an attorney, and she was an American attorney and politician between 81 and 83, served under President Ronald Reagan as the first female administrator of the EPA. And boy, I'll tell you, she took some bullets. And, you know, if you ever want to, I guess, want to experience incoming, I guess you go to work for the EPA, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially these days. I mean, it's a very politicized topic on both sides of the aisle. And, of course, the EPA, we recall, was something that began during the Nixon days, the Nixon administration. And he's an interesting president on domestic policy. He's sort of all over the map on domestic policy. And part of that was that he really was much more interested and focused on foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he spent the lion's share of his time and effort each day. And I think that's where he felt his real achievements as president were. And that's where he spent most of his post-presidency as well, was on matters of world affairs. So it is interesting, some of the domestic policy things that happen, they're not always very conservative, but there were a number of things that went on during his presidency.
Well, what touched me, I drew reference to Neil Gorsuch's mom, was she made this statement, and I thought of you, and knowing that we were going to be talking today, and I had to write this down. She said, "Headlines are fleeting, it's courage that lasts." And this was her admonition to the justice. Many years before, he became justice and had to deal with what he had to deal with. And of course, you know, you thought, wow, this was crazy, his nomination process. But little did we know how much crazier it was going to get, or maybe even how crazier it will be the next time around after seeing what we saw with the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh.
You know, it's interesting. One of Nixon's favorite movies was Patton. And of course, there's a famous line in that movie, all glory is fleeting, very similar to what Justice Gorsuch was saying. Nixon certainly believed that headlines were temporary. He certainly believed that courage was something that mattered, and I think in many ways he showed courage in the last 20 years of his life, even as he's advising presidents on foreign policy. For example, with President Bush, he actually was sort of disappointed with the first President Bush, 41. He thought that he wasn't courageous enough in promoting the democratization of Russia and the independence of the Balkan republics, the Baltic republics. And so he, with President Clinton, uses his relationship with Clinton to really urge him to step forward and support Yeltsin and support the democratization movement. And in many ways, Clinton did. And so interesting, like the politics makes for strange bedfellows. I mean, Clinton and Nixon were much closer than people realized at the time, and Nixon and Bush weren't as close, which is kind of interesting, and the book talks about some of the reasons why. So definitely courage was a virtue in Nixon's mind, and it was something that he tried to show in these last years of his life as he's sort of sent into exile and has to kind of fight his way back using the strength of his ideas.
Exactly. Well, and I think that you get back, whether, you know, you want to call it chemistry, there can also be, are you teachable? Are you willing to be open to the ideas of somebody who's had incredible foreign policy, you know, success and insight? I mean, when you look back and consider, as you stated earlier, you know, Nixon's legacy, at the top you have to look at his foreign policy success, do you not?
I don't think there's any question. And I think, you know, even if we look back on events that took place during his presidency, we look at China and we look at the wisdom of that policy, sometimes it's misremembered. We think that Nixon was sort of naive in dealing with China and thought that, you know, we could be friends with him. Far from it. Nixon approached China from the viewpoint of the Cold War. Mm-hmm. And how can I separate China from their patron state, which, of course, was the Soviet Union. So it was a way to kind of drive a wedge between the Chinese and the Soviets. And it was a brilliant Cold War strategy that,
exactly,
that ultimately, I think, probably helped with the end of the Cold War. And then certainly with the Reagan administration, as I document in the book, I mean, he is actively giving advice and counsel to President Reagan in his negotiations with the Soviets. He's urging him to use SDI, the Strategic Defense Initiative, as a way to bring Gorbachev to the negotiation table. It's exactly what Reagan does. So foreign policy was something he took very seriously. He was well-read. He was widely read. He knew many leaders around the world. He stayed in contact with many leaders around the world. this is something that he thought about every single day he was alive. And I think that the advice he was giving these presidents during this time reflected this sort of deep thinking that went on in his mind as he thought about the world. It was to him, foreign policy was the most important issue out there.
Well, Casey, we got to go to break. When we come back, I want to ask you about, you know, how do you think President Nixon, you know, what his advice would be to Donald Trump with China today? I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there, including our previous interview with Casey Pipes. But now you're getting up to date as we do a follow-up after the
Most
fall.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBS.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local alerts.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
Cape and all, here we are. fresh and independent. Just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Casey Pites, the author of the book After the Fall, The Remarkable Comeback of Richard Nixon. You know, you talk about the comeback kids. You've got to include Richard Nixon in that, do you not?
Well, I think certainly during this time period that's covered in the book, I mean, as I say, whenever I talk about this book and talk about this president, you know, people will always debate whether he was a great president, but I don't think there's any debate he was a great ex-president. And so to that extent, he absolutely made a great comeback. And the fact that he could go from sort of exiled, untouchable former president to, you know, beloved elder statesman within the course of 20 years, I don't know what other word to use, but comeback. It was pretty remarkable.
Well, he had dramatic ups and downs in his political career. I mean, you know, here he is. He becomes vice president under Eisenhower, gets close to winning the presidency, is beat out by JFK. I mean, we went to bed that night thinking that he was going to be president and wake up in the morning. No, JFK. And then he goes on to become governor of California. Then after that, retires, says, well, the media won't have me to kick around anymore until he decides to give it one more shot at the Oval Office, right?
I mean, resilience is one of the themes. I mean, Nixon is a resilient person throughout his life. I mean, he, as you say, loses in 1960, loses in 1962 for governor. He's left for dead politically. And then, of course, after making his first comeback and becoming president in 69, he loses the presidency in 1974 and goes into the deepest, darkest wilderness period of his entire life. And that's the story of this book. And so in many ways, it's his greatest comeback.
Right.
That he could come back from this and become somebody that mattered again, that had important books that people wanted to read, that was giving advice to presidents. Was traveling the country speaking and was out in public again. It's just remarkable when you think about where he was, that he was able to make it that far back, and yet he did.
Exactly. Casey, knowing with all your research and having, you know, some unique insight to this former president, what advice would he be giving Donald Trump today regarding China?
Well, he certainly, as I mentioned earlier, was not naive about the Chinese. He certainly took them very seriously. He did not think that they had great altruistic motives to their policy. He realized that they were acting, of course, in their own self-interest. There's a story in the book where he goes to China after the Tiananmen Square massacre and meets with Deng Xiaoping and says, you know, one more episode like this and it'll be the end of the Chinese-U.S. relationship. I mean, just brutal, blunt warnings that he gave them. So he was not unaware of what they were capable of. And I think that he certainly would appreciate the administration's attempt to take China seriously as a threat. I don't know that he'd be real wild about some of the tactics that we're seeing. He was certainly not a terrorist guy, for example. But again, that's all hindsight. I mean, I think he certainly saw them as a competitor and knew that we had to have our eyes wide open when dealing with them. And I think that's kind of what this administration is trying to do, although, as I say, tactically probably going about it differently than he would.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that the advice and the warning shot Nixon sent to China regarding Tiananmen Square, and then here we are a couple of decades later, and you have Donald Trump almost echoing the same thing about what's going on right now, you know, with between Hong Kong and Beijing.
It is, and I've talked publicly about some of the links between Trump's foreign policy and Nixon's foreign policy. In many ways, they're very similar. We've had a series of presidents who have based foreign policy on idealism, that we can make the world safer, that we can promote human rights, that we can promote democracy around the world. Barack Obama certainly falls in that category. George W. Bush certainly falls in that category. Nixon operated very differently. Nixon believed that foreign policy should be based on realism, which is the idea that American policy should be based on protecting and promoting American national interests. And I think Trump in some ways is very similar to that. He's made that very clear, particularly in the war on terror, particularly with Afghanistan, that, you know, this war's gone on for 18 years. It's time to come home. This is a very sort of realist type approach that's similar to Nixon. Now, there are many differences, as I mentioned earlier, tactically in some of the things that Trump is doing. But I think ideologically, I think Trump sees himself as pursuing a policy of realism on the world stage and protecting American interests first. And that is, in many ways, a throwback to Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm. A bit different. You mentioned Barack Obama. I have the sense that Barack Obama wanted to fix America's ills first and was trying to deal with the sins and somehow reconcile that, and felt that, America could not go out and preach democratic principles when, in his eyes, we were falling short. Is that fair?
I think it is, but again, you, even when he acted on the world stage, you saw this sort of idealism on display. I mean, if you think of, and I think, you know, to its detriment, I mean, if you think about the red line in Syria and the red line clearly being crossed,
right,
and nothing was done about it. I mean, this is something that a realist wouldn't tolerate. A realist would say that if America talks, America needs to back it up. And, you know, Nixon was one who believed that, you know, when we do talk, it needs to be very directed and it needs to be very specific relating to protecting and promoting American national interests. And again, I think Trump feels he's trying to do that. I don't know that it's as effective as what Nixon did on foreign policy. I don't know that many presidents have been as effective as Nixon was on foreign policy. But the ideological underpinnings of it sort of harken back to Nixon.
Well, Congress is coming back, even as we speak, to D.C., and the Democrats, boy, they're pushing impeachment. We've, from day one, with all the reporting of what happened with Donald Trump's administration, it seems that, as some are declaring it as a coup, an attempted coup upon a duly elected president, you get this similarity that the media would like to push, and that is that, what's going on with Trump is nothing short of Watergate. And I'm saying, well, there could be some similarities, but maybe they're just looking at the wrong subject. What do you think?
I think they're pretty different. And I think the main difference is, in terms of Watergate, what dooms Nixon was you had members of his own party basically say, we can't defend this anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't see that with Trump. In fact, just the opposite. You see Republicans saying, this is much ado about nothing. And so in that sense, it's really more similar to Clinton's impeachment, if anything.
Right.
It seems to be very one-sided, very polarized, depending on the party that you're with. So I think they need to be very careful with that. I think that would play into Trump's hands to have some sort of an impeachment process when it's not seen as a bipartisan movement by the country. So mm-hmm. I think they need to be very cautious with that.
And we've already spent, over $70 million with the different hearings from the Senate and Congress regarding the Russian collusion. And, of course, let's add Mueller to the mix as well. So that's all part of that $70-plus million investigating this whole thing. And, if there was anything that was indictable, that would have come up, would it not?
You would think so. I mean, certainly the Mueller report, you would think, would have covered that. And I think once Mueller did his testimony a few weeks ago, to me, I think that kind of ended the issue. And I think any pursuit of impeachment at this point just sort of plays right into Trump's hand.
Well, Casey Pipes has been with us back again to talk about his book, After the Fall, The Remarkable Comeback of Richard Nixon. Highly recommended. Boy, I'll tell you, this is quite insightful and well-researched. Casey, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And it's linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. I'm sorry?
I was just saying thanks for having me back. I enjoyed it.
You got it.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a suicide attack last week that killed an American soldier in Afghanistan, for which Taliban leaders claimed responsibility, the president cancels what were to be secret talks with Taliban leaders at Camp David yesterday. Republican U.S. Senator of Wyoming John Barrasso says he made the right call.
He showed a lot of backbone. He has the right instincts and the right judgment on this, on canceling the talks with the Taliban. They practice terror while they claim to be negotiating.
Still, President Trump is also getting a lot of criticism from lawmakers, including many Republicans, about having planned to hold the talks at Camp David. Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming tweeting that Camp David is where American leaders gathered to plan the response to Al-Qaeda, which was supported by the Taliban after 9/11, and no Taliban leaders should ever be allowed there. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Ben Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Ben Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. Lou Euler joins us now, the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
I am well, and it is great to be with you as usual.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot's going on. I think it's quite interesting what happened with China and, you know, with the trade efforts. And I think, they had to understand there in Hong Kong that this is serious business, that if they have any hopes of having a trade deal with America, they had to quell the troops there. And, and they've backed off on those extradition orders. So that's, I think, is a positive thing, don't you think?
Absolutely, and I think the president is carefully negotiating the relationship between the U.S. Trade and the maintenance of a free Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. You know, for 100 years, Great Britain ran Hong Kong as a free state in the face of communist China.
Mm-hmm.
And now the young people, what is so encouraging to me is that as many as 2 million young people have been walking the streets of Hong Kong demanding that Communist China honor its deal with the Great Britain when Hong Kong returned from English control to China about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that's a very positive thing for the future of freedom in the world.
Well, and it's got to be a bit tenuous for Communist China because, I mean, they're used to getting their way. And for them to make a deal with Britain in order to, to take on Hong Kong, it's almost like they're having to run a parallel government. I could see where that could be frustrating on one hand, but you know, the fact of the matter is they made a deal with the British, and this is what courage looks like by those, especially the young people that have been leading the charge there in Hong Kong to take a stand, and it just so happens that it dovetails with the added pressure of what China's been experiencing with their economy. These sanctions, like it or not, they have had its effect on China and on the governance of that country, and they're having to walk maybe a little less confidently and be a little bit more diligent and careful, because I don't think they want to mess up this deal either. And I thought the other sign too, Lou, was they went to the WTO claiming foul because of the sanctions the United States has been doing. But it's like, look, you guys haven't been playing this straight either. So I think it's ironic they go to the WTO, and maybe somehow in that process we find some ground to compromise on, and we bring China into maybe not totally into the main fold of the World Trade Organization, but maybe a little bit closer to where it's manageable, and we start dealing with these major issues that America's been frustrated over with, like the stealing and the the apprehension of not apprehension but the takeover of our intellectual property in the way which they've done it.
That's right. That has been a very significant dimension of our relationship with China, is their disregard for international rules on the protection of intellectual property. And so that's very important. And what this, I think, evidences for us is that President Trump has a unique world view, and he is letting it occur not only in China with the Hong Kong situation and the interrelationship with our trade of China, mm-hmm. but also very much in Iran, where during the G7 meeting recently, he was confronted or had the challenge of maybe meeting with the Iranian leader, and stepped aside of that because he recognizes that Iran is so close to having the people of Iran, the ancient Persians, mm-hmm. who really are the source of life for Iran, to retake control and restore order in that so sensitive part of the world. So
exactly.
I think we have in our president somebody who understands the interrelationship of trade, of taxes, and of leadership in these countries. It's great.
Well, Lou, you say it's unique to the established elites of the Beltway, but certainly not for everyday Americans. I mean, we've been crying out for this. I mean, this is common sense on Main Street, but that's something that the elites of D.C. have been immune to and just have not acknowledged. And now Donald Trump comes in and he's making things happen. And if we got just a little bit of cooperation from these elites and the Democrats, we might be able to make a lot of more positive, hay while the sun is shining, as they say, and do something about our GDP and do something for every American, whether they're Republican or Democrat.
You're absolutely right on. And, what we're praying for, all of us, is that we have a restoration here domestically in the U.S. of simple common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
That's what the AOC crowd and the rest that are talking about a government that owns everything instead of the people owning everything. And that's what the founders created, is a nation of people who are privately driven and who are investors and who are free people, free from the burden of an overreaching government. And that's what our tax reform is now helping to produce in America once again, is a broadened range of free people with jobs and access to wealth. You bet.
Well, Lou, I'll tell you, we were talking with Jenny Beth Martin, the president and founder of Tea Party Associate, Tea Party Founders, Tea Party Patriots, I should say, and she had an interesting perspective on this in working out the math. Speaking of socialism, what AOC crowd wants, they said implementing socialism in the U.S. would cause the economic devastation of 36.4 hurricanes each year, each equivalent in devastation to Katrina, Harvey, and Sandy. Think about that. You know, hurricanes versus socialism. I mean, when you put it in that perspective, hot off the heels of what we've been dealing with Dorian, and of course, you know, Bahamas got hit so hard, but already we're looking at billions of dollars of damage, just what that has caused, but nothing like Katrina, Harvey, and Sandy. But combine those, and then this is what socialism would have on the U.S. economy. Pretty incredible, right?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's a very thoughtful comparison between terrible weather, disruptive and damaging weather, mm-hmm. and a damaging system of the economy and government, which socialism represents. And to the extent that we can express it and discuss it in that context, I think opens the eyes of many more people who don't regularly think about the way of government that we should have. But the founders made it clear that for the first time in the history of the world, this was going to be a nation run by the people, not by the government, a government of, by, and for the people of the United States.
And Lou, to your point, every time we've done that, we've been faithful to that call and that, you know, in a sense, a command in our U.S. Constitution, it has faithfully, you know, produced for us. We've done well. I mean, have we been perfect? No, by no means. Nobody's claiming perfection. But I'll tell you, compared to other governments across the world, give me capitalism. Give me the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, over any other document by any other country in this, you know, on this planet.
Yes, and where we made our mistake was after 125 years of success, where the federal government spent about 3% of GDP. In 1913, we adopted the 16th Amendment, the direct taxation of the people that the founders prohibited in the Constitution, and we've been ruining that day, and
exactly.
We must get back to a limited government.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is introducing a new music benefit for Prime student members as students get ready to head to campus this fall. New and current student members can now subscribe to Amazon Music Unlimited, the premium subscription tier of Amazon Music, and immediately access more than 50 million songs, including the latest releases, for an additional 99 cents per month to their monthly or annual Prime student membership plan. By adding Amazon Music Unlimited, Prime student members can get thousands of curated playlists, stations, and discover new music through Voice with Alexa in the Amazon Music mobile app. Julie Law, Amazon.
Amazon Prime offers college students the best of shopping and entertainment, and we're adding Amazon Music's premium streaming service to Prime's fast free one-day shipping, as well as unlimited streaming on Prime Video.
College students who haven't yet tried Prime Student can also sign up for a 6-month trial at amazon.com/primestudent.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
Let me tell you, that right now, in terms of being free, is a bit questionable in light of all the forces that are working against our freedoms here in this country. This is not for the faint of heart, I'm telling you. This is the second American Revolution, ladies and gentlemen. You got to wake up to it. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, lest I digress, let's talk to Focus on the Family's Adam Holtz, who joins us now. We're going to talk about some movies, but before we do, Mr. Adam, let me bring you on first. Hey, good to have you back. I missed you last week.
Yeah, you know, I missed you last week, too, and then with the holiday and everything that... You know, put a little kink in our normal programming. So
well, it's okay.
Back.
Well, you know, you got to have family time, and yeah. I understand that. So all that is good. Hey, before we get into movies, I want to talk about this Drew Brees controversy. I spoke with Candy Cushman on Friday with Focus about this. Listen to the soundbite first, and then I want you to comment on it. Go ahead and play it.
Question is, were you aware of the group that was
yes.
yeah. starting this promotion?
I was not aware of any of the things they said about them lobbying for, you know, anti-gay, any type of messaging or inequality or any type of hate type related stuff. I was not aware of that at all. And again, that, the video itself was just focused on National Bring Your Bible to School Day. It was not promoting any group, certainly not promoting any group that is associated with that type of behavior. Because I know that unfortunately, there are Christian organizations out there that are involved in that kind of thing. And to me, that is totally against what being a Christian is all about. Being a Christian is love, it's forgiveness, it's respecting all, it's accepting all. It's everything that I said in the video that hopefully you guys saw and everybody else will. So what's a shame is that people will make headlines just to get hits, just to get views, and all of a sudden these rumors spread that are completely untrue. So shame on them.
And it kills your message, didn't it? Yeah, for the kids.
Well, actually, we're sitting here talking about National Bring Your Bible to School Day.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's October 3rd for anybody that wants to know. And it's ironic that that type of hate is brought on me, someone that has nothing but support for all people. And isn't that the message that we're trying to send, is not to engage in that type of behavior?
Well, he is right, bottom line, Adam, that, bring your Bible to school day on October the 3rd, which focuses on the family as supporting. Of course, we do here at Bill Martinez Live as well. I think that's great, but it's a tough thing. I mean, you know, we got to remember Drew Brees is a quarterback for the NFL. He is not an apologist for the faith. And the one statement that he made in terms of acceptance for all, theologically, is problematic. And this is where he gets out of his lane. And I want to make sure people understand that they don't think that, yes, the Christian faith lives to a standard established by God. Says back in Genesis, if you do right, will it not go well for you? There is so much packed in that line that God confronted Cain over. And, you know, that's something through the millennia that we continue to chew on. And you and I have discussed this before. But, you know, it's a tough thing when you have somebody whose profession as a football player is one thing, and he has some notoriety, but yet it's another element altogether when you are put in the lane of an apologist. I'm afraid his theology, you know, needs to be called out, and people need to hold it in perspective, right? Oop, I think we lost Adam in the process here. Are you still with me, Brad? Yeah, okay. He's, I guess evidently we got disconnected in the process. So go ahead and call him back here after I do this big wind-up. And I was wondering why it was so quiet. It was because, this is technology. It happens. So we'll reconnect with him in just a moment. Adam, again, do you understand? I mean, he's on with us on a weekly basis, just about, 50 weeks out of the year. He's the interim director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, reviews all the movies, DVDs, entertainment, the shows that are impacting our families and our kids. And I always appreciate his perspective as he comes on with us. Okay, I'm sorry, we lost you right before the clip, but anyway, did you get a chance to hear the clip?
I didn't, but I mean, I'm pretty up to speed on everything with the Drew Brees story, so I'm happy to talk about it.
The point was that I made in this is that in the soundbite, he says Christianity is about accepting all. You know, he went through a litany of things.
Sure.
But he finished up the statement by accepting all. That's not what Christianity is all about. I mean, we have to be careful about, he's not an apologist. I mean, he is, right. He's a man of faith. He's learning. And I understand that. And Drew has been on the show a couple of times. And
yeah.
I appreciate his heart, but he's out of his lane in saying that Christianity is about the acceptance of all, because very clearly, Christians are not to accept evil, are we?
Right. No, that's right. And I think that there is a confusion in our culture. And I want to be careful here because I'm not in any way trying to be critical of Drew, but I want to expound on what you're talking about. You know, Jesus said he came in grace and truth. And the accepting all part has to do with grace. And to those who come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I understand that however you want to say it, I have sinned, I have
right.
fallen short.
I got a problem. I got an issue.
I'm not perfect. You know, you were. I'm not. I need your forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I need the grace that you and you alone can offer. So if we frame it that way, Christianity does accept all. But the flip side is that truth part. The truth part is we do sin. We mm-hmm. do fall short. And that grace is offered to those who accept it. But Jesus talks a lot about hell. I mean, sometimes I think that in our culture we want to claim, the touchy-feely nice Jesus. But if you read the Gospels, man, there are warnings all over the place about rejecting God and about rejecting hell.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is that's a possibility. So, I think to the extent that we couch it in terms that grace is offered freely to all, that is absolutely true,
mm-hmm.
but we need to be careful not to veer into something more like universalism, which is just, it's all okay, and God just accepts everybody just because. Like, well, No, that's not why Jesus died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross because there's a real problem. And the real problem is our sin, and it really had to be dealt with. And our sin is such a problem that Jesus had to pay for it with his life.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I think our culture, the only time we ever talk about truth is when people want to talk about your truth or my truth or the squirrel's truth or whoever's truth.
Right.
But there is a truth that we don't get to define. God's the only one who gets to define truth. And, you know, I think another story that illustrates this is the woman caught in adultery. You know, Jesus says, where are your, you know, where are your accusers?
Exactly.
Neither do I condemn you. Go and leave your life of sin. Mm-hmm. There was a call to grace, but there was also an equally strong recognition that the right response to grace is letting go of the sin that separates us from God.
Exactly.
And so, God bless Drew Brees. You know, I don't want to, again, I don't want to throw him
under
the bus,
is,
but I think
this is
that
a
we
complex,
emphasize that grace without truth sometimes.
Exactly. It's a complex thing, Adam. Here we are, you know, down the road where this is part of our culture. We have family members, you know.
Right.
I mean, this is all part and parcel of it. But, again, truth and grace and love. And how do we do that? And I guess that's the reason I was supposed to talk to you about it, because if nothing else, for us just to, you know, go through the exercise and understand that Drew Brees, again, number one, he's a football player.
Sure.
Number two, like the rest of us, we're walking our faith out fearfully and wonderfully all at the same time. And this is an opportunity for us to talk about this situation and not to think that just because we love somebody and though they are sinning, that somehow we need to be complicated in their sin and to accommodate it, right? Because how is that love?
Absolutely right. And you know, we're talking really culturally about sexual issues, right? And our culture has thrown out God, and in its place, the next best transcendent, you know, we've thrown out an experience of transcendence. God created us to experience him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you throw out God, for a lot of people, sex is the next best and the next closest thing. And it's not, it doesn't get the job done.
Right.
But our culture has elevated it to a point of transcendence. And our culture says, you cannot be fully actualized as a human being if you're not fully experiencing this element of your life. And Christianity says, you know, there's a place for this. It's important. It's good. It's beautiful. But it's not the be-all and the end-all. And
right.
Christianity actually says that sex doesn't have to define our entire existence. And that's good news, because our sexuality was never intended to carry as much identity weight as our culture really seems to insist that it should, Bill.
Don't you find it amazing that, I mean, go back in the history of man. Whenever there's an abandonment of God, I mean, this is the lure of sex.
Right.
One of the first things that happens is sex runs amok.
It does.
Isn't that amazing that that's a it's a continual theme which really demonstrates how, you know, how vulnerable we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bill.
Well, we've used our our time to talk about the number one box office movie, It. We got about 30 seconds. Do you want to say anything about It?
You know, lots of blood. If you need to know more, come to PluggedIn.com, and we will tell you everything you need to know to make a decision about that and everything else in the theaters.
Overcomer continues to do well. I mean, their average box office, I mean, still number two. They've been number two, number three from day one. I think it's number six overall. Highly recommend it. If you have not seen that movie, you need to not pass go, collect $200, go straight to the theater and take your friends and family. Maybe even somebody you don't really love all that much. I think you'd be surprised what will happen after the movie, right?
Absolutely. It's a good one.
Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Adam. Take care. God bless.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even
Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.